Come in. You must be my... Oh. Wait. No, you can't be here. You can't be here while I'm at work. Look, we had a fun time last time you were here, but that can't ever happen again, okay? I had to discharge you as my client because of that. It would be highly unethical of me to do that with you here again. Completely and totally, absolutely inappropriate of me to make you so submissive and... Stop doing that face. You know I can't resist your adorable charm, so just go, okay? Just leave. No. What do you mean, no? You have to leave. You have to. I'm in the middle of my workday. I have clients who'll be expecting me in an hour or so, and... Oh, I don't want anyone walking in on that. Again. Fine. Just 5 minutes. Just sit down. Okay? Sit. Good. Look. I really enjoyed last time. It's just... You know, as your ex-therapist, it's just hard for me to grapple with the feelings that I felt for you. Yeah, I mean, I thought we had such a good time, and I don't know what came over myself. Which is why I haven't called you in so long or gotten in touch. I was going to, please. It's just, I don't know what came over me, and that side of myself started to frighten me. Well, the side of myself that just wants to ravage your mind and your body and just take you completely. Oh God, thinking about it just makes me feel so... Hey, stop that. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me all worked up and wound up. So I'll dominate the ever-living crap out of you. Naughty, naughty, naughty ex-patient. Bad. Don't do that. Oh, God. That face. I forgot how nice it was staring into those eyes as they empty out of all their will and thoughts. It's so tempting. Just... 5 minutes. You get 5 minutes. And that's it. Okay? Now, my sex slave. It's time to bring you back out. Don't tell me you don't remember being my little breast-obsessed sex slave. You were so enamored with my tits that you just could not help yourself. You groped them and touched them and you felt so good. It's interesting, isn't it, sometimes how pleasure works. Sometimes even watching someone else have pleasure can bring you pleasure. I mean, that is your role as a sex slave, isn't it? Helpless little horny sex slave who lives for other people's pleasure, who lives to pleasure others. Oh, are you getting all hot and bothered even just thinking about it? Your existence as a little sex slave? My, I haven't even done anything to you yet. But it's funny what memories do, isn't it? All I really need to do is remind you of how you felt the last time we spoke, right here in this office. The last time you saw my glorious breasts. So soft and curvaceous, so heavy under your hands. Even mentioning it sends your mind reeling. Reeling back into that moment, back into that place. of touching me, of feeling my breasts and feeling the pleasure they bring you, feeling the erotic energy trickling from your mind all the way through your body until you are just one big loop of pleasure. No longer needing to be a person because you are just pleasure. Pleasure in a human form. But we're not quite there yet, are we? No, silly. It takes a bit more than that to get you sending right over the edge, doesn't it, my little sex slave? Yes. So why don't you come over here and I can show you? Lie down on that couch, lovely. And let me straddle you like this, so I can lean over you and whisper into your ears so delicately. Do you remember last time? How empty your mind was, how full of submission. All that was left in your mind was my words and that pleasure that resonates from deep, deep within you. I wonder how quickly we can have your mind reeling back there. I wonder if it'll take minutes, seconds even, just with a few presses of a button here and there. All I have to do is find the right buttons to press, and I think I know how. You see, you loved being my sex slave, and even now with me straddling you, you can feel the weight of my thighs pressing down on your chest. My breasts dangling in front of you, and you can see a hint of my cleavage over my top. Luckily, it's got buttons, so I can just pop a few open like this, and you can see even more of my heaving bosom over the top like that. Oh, do you like that, honey? You do. Well, well, well. Your mind's not empty enough to touch them yet. No, no. I want you really submissive, really empty-headed, before you're allowed to touch them properly. I want you absolutely begging for them. Begging so helplessly that you'll do anything to touch them, anything to grope them, anything to even be closer to them. Isn't that right, my little sex slave? And every time I say those words, sex slave, you'll know that's your name because it is your name. It's the name that I call you. And it's the only name that I'm going to call you. And you find it so endearing that you go along with everything I say. Those words, sex slave, emptying out your mind more and more and more with every time I say. You want to feel these breasts, don't you, sex slave? You want to touch them, you want to grope them, you want to grab them. You want to bring me pleasure, but you can't. And that drives you wild. That makes your body and your mind just shatter with the anticipation. You almost can't hold it. It's like you're just teetering on the edge of deep submission and servitude and endless pleasure. In fact, the pleasure you get from touching my breasts is so massive that you just start to feel your hands gravitating towards my tits. You want them. You want to touch them, you want to grab them, you want to hold them, but see, there's a force field wrapped around them. A barrier you can't break through without permission. And the closer your hands get, the more you realize the frustration of the barrier being in the way. And you can't do anything about it. You get so close only to have those hands blocked and barricaded, and you can't do anything. So here, let me make this more fun for me, as I'll just unbutton a few more until you can see my entire bra. holding up my massive tits. Oh, they're so heavy. The bra has to do so much work to hold them up. They're spilling over the top a little bit. Can you see that? Can you see them? And you want them so badly, your mind is so empty. You can feel it draining out with every word that I say. You're so deeply enthralled, deeply ensnared by me. And that force field continues to be there, leaving your hands reaching out into nothingness, grabbing and pouring at the air as you try and break through, but you can't. So, sex slave, why don't you try begging and see if I let you through? Beg for me. Tell me how much you want it. How much do you want me to increase the pleasure by letting you touch my breasts? Oh, is that right? Keep begging. You can beg harder than that. I know you can. I've seen it. Beg me. Tell me how much you want to touch them. How badly you want to caress them. Fine. You may touch my breasts. But for now, just inside the bra. And as your hands connect with my breasts, you feel a wave of pleasure and arousal. You feel how soft and supple the skin is. How very wonderfully squishy they are, and it just brings you such pleasure to feel the flesh of my tits under your hands as you start to grope them, as you start to touch them, as you start to gently caress them. But that's not enough for you anymore. No. You're so obsessed with my tits that you just want more, and your mind starts aching for more. You want me to take off this bra so you can have the whole of them in your hands. You want to hold them. You want to caress them. You want to bury your face inside them. You want to be so close to them. You want to hold me and rub your face all over my tits, don't you? Well, while your hands just rest gently on them, why don't you tell me how much you want more? And every time you vocalize it to me like this, you find yourself needing more, wanting more, getting lost in the idea. More. 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 Echoing inside your head. That's right. That's right. And your mind goes deeper and deeper and deeper into submission. Every second that passes with every word that I say, you just find yourself becoming more and more mine. The deeper down this hole you go, the deeper into my clutches you fall. But it's exactly where you want it to be. Isn't it, my sex slave? Yes, it is. All right, fine, I'll take off this bra. There. Now you get my tits all to yourself. So go on. Knead them. Caress them. Grope them even more now. And now you can see the nipple. You start to play with it. That's right. That's right. And playing with my nipples brings you such satisfaction. And you start to sit up in the chair. As you come face to face with my massive tits, as you squish them together and rub your face into them, caressing them, motorboating them just a little bit. But, sex slave, there's one thing that you desperately want to do. You see my nipples, how they're so erect like that, and you just want to grab one of them and lick them, don't you? You wanna lick my nipple just a little bit. In fact, your mouth starts salivating at the thought of licking them. you start to gaze upon them, transfixed by the spell they weave upon your mind, becoming so helplessly hypnotized right now. My breasts have this hypnotic aura that draws you in. You start to feel it as you gaze upon them even more and even more and even more. And the nipple looks so inviting. My nipples are just so perfect that you just want to lean over and kiss them and lick them. Maybe even suck them. Like a good little sex slave should. So, go ahead, lick the nipple. That's right. And I want you to circle your tongue around it, like a good little slave. It's funny. You feel like you're ravaging them, but yet I'm controlling your every move. Suck the nipple. And as you suck my nipple, you start to find yourself in a strange new place. The sucking motion is so calming, so soothing, so oddly comforting that you just start to lose your mind even more. It's like the more that you suck, the less of a mind you seem to even have. And if you thought you were mindless before, there's nothing compared to the feeling of sucking. Sucking helplessly. That's right. That's right. And the sucking starts to mingle with pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure. Arousal. From bringing me arousal. From making me feel good. You feel good too. And that energy just comes from my nipple and into your mouth and into your mind and into your entire body. You start to feel the heat rising and rising and rising as you feel so turned on right now, just sucking so helplessly, lost in sucking bliss, as you lose yourself, as you suck more and more. That's right. That's right. That's right. And it feels so good, so hot, so arousing to just be helplessly there, mindlessly sucking on my nipple. And the more you suck, the more mindless you become, and the more mindless you become, the more you suck, my good little sex slave. And there's nothing else that you can do, you just feel so helplessly taken by these ideas, by these thoughts that I've had, that I've given to you, that have become your reality, and there's nothing else you can do. Nothing else. And the pleasure grows and grows and grows and grows. But deep down inside, you know sex slaves don't get to come. No, sex slaves get to edge. And edge and edge and edge, helplessly, without coming. Well, not until I tell them to. And sex slaves like you love being told when to come. And today's not that day. Not today. In fact, you just keep building that pleasure and building that pleasure and building that pleasure. And the pleasure mingles with the mindlessness and makes everything feel so very good. So much better than you ever thought it could be. As you start to bring your mouth off my nipple and onto the other one. Because they both need some attention. You wouldn't just give all your attention to one now, would you? So suck. And your mind empties out even further and even further and even further. Dropping deeper and deeper down, down, down. Into being my helpless little sex slave. And you just find yourself so helplessly sucking. And you want to moan, and you want to just pant and show the pleasure that's building up inside you. You just want to show me what a good little sex slave you are. giving pleasure, feeling pleasure, allowing the loop of pleasure, 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 pleasure to build and build and build between us like this. And you're so helpless. You're so helplessly controlled, helplessly hypnotized and under my spell. But you love every second of it. And your mind grows mindless and blank and empty. Just an empty-headed sex slave sucking my nipple. So helplessly hypnotized. In fact, every time you see them, every time you get to touch them, every time you get to interact with my breasts like this, you find their allure growing and growing because you are so easily hypnotized by them. Isn't that right, sex slave? Not for me. Now stop. Good, sex slave. Now stop sucking. And lie down on the couch like that. Close your eyes and sleep. 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 Let all those feelings subside. Let all the suggestions I've given you today just fade from your mind. All the pleasure dissipating. Except a small tingle of pleasure that will just remain until you wake up. And when you wake up, you feel this pleasure as a reminder of how deeply hypnotized you were today. Of how you are my little sex slave. And it felt good to do all the things that you did today. So coming back up on the count of five with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wide awake. Now, are you happy? I'm glad, because I have other clients to see and you shouldn't be here. So, don't call me. I'll call you. Okay?